Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Too Real is back. I'm like, she's really back for real.
Building, y'all.
She's back, man.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And if this is your... Oh, we already introduced you.
Oh, Too Real.
Go ahead.
No, let her say Too Real.
And I'm Too Real.
Absolutely, y'all. This is your first time joining us here at Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. We want to just say thank you for joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Hit the little notification bell. Y'all, we have some amazing shows. We talk about a lot of love, life, and relationships here on this show.
Aunt Liza and Darren already on.
Yeah, love yeah. You hey, y'all, Candy.
Aunt Candy. We heard your name is Candy.
Why you want to be my Candy?
Y'all, listen. We have Candy Girl. Okay.
You own my world.
And we do not own the rights.
Everything.
To that.
Everything to me.
Y'all, so... Oh, y'all serious. But y'all, yes, we are back in the building, guys. Yes. Don't forget
Mama Pearly on.
Share. Hey, Mama Pearly.
Hey,
on,
Mom.
Aunt Candy.
So listen, y'all. Today is a hot topic. It's a hot topic.
Sizzling.
Hey, Darren.
Hot topic. And we want to talk about how do we forgive our parents?
Yes. Mm.
And we realized that when I looked up the meaning of forgive, it means that you are actually releasing somebody's punishment and somebody's debt.
Right.
So you're releasing it and you're letting it go. So because forgiveness, that's why, forgiveness is so powerful, because it allows us to let go some of the things that even keep us
stuck,
connected to the punishment,
oh,
and connected to the very thing that we're holding people on to. So we keep that connection going. We stay connected to punishment.
Oh my goodness.
If we hold on to forgiveness,
unforgiveness.
If we hold on to not being forgiving,
so that's
why it's so important to forgive.
Yes,
and you know, one of the hardest things to do is to forgive parents. Because that relationship is the relationship, that's the end all be all. That's the very most, that's the most pure relationship that you're ever supposed to feel.
Yes.
The love, the safety, the security. And when that goes wrong, a lot of times, especially continuously, it gets tough.
Yeah, I mean, it. You know, when you're young, you know, you're allowing your parents for, you know, for the nurturing, for the support.
Yeah.
And they're your world, because when you're young, you don't have any sense of direction. So you look up to your parents for all the guidance and support. And when that's broken, when that trust or that relationship is broken, then you go through life. It starts to affect you from your a young childhood all the way through adulthood.
Yeah.
So I agree. Forgiving just takes like a weight off your shoulders to where you, as we mature and we age, we start to realize, you know what? Their actions, that's on them. I can't carry their burden anymore. And then once you get to that point, it's such a beautiful thing. And then that's how you're able to forgive, because we mature in life.
Do you know how many people that are walking around this earth that are angry?
Oh, man.
With their parents?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know that they're angry because they carry this into their relationships.
Oh, yeah. And they
carry it in their level of communication.
Right.
Yes.
Because they carry the anger, and it's like,
Yes. Whoa. And then a lot of times I've witnessed it where they take it out on their children.
Absolutely.
You know, and people don't realize that teens today are under so much pressure. They got social media. They got school. They're competitive, and you know, with competition to get in certain schools to make certain grades. And then when they go home to an unstable home with a parent with emotional abuse from how they grew up, it takes a toll on these children.
That's
why the suicide rate for young teens is very, very, very high. And parents have to start learning to be accountable for how they impact their children. Yeah. You know?
Right. And the reason why, too, like I said, that's a key to real. Because a lot of the reason why we're walking around angry, and because I was one of them, and it's because we've been in the middle of the battle that our parents went through. Mm-hmm. Whether it was being single and happening to go through the single struggle, or whether it was being in the relationship and going through the relationship struggle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us grow up with this anger because we're in the middle of anger that we did not create.
Right.
Correct.
And a lot of times the child does not get the nurture and the help that they need and the structure they need because the parents a lot of times are in survival mode. Mm-hmm. Or they're trying to deal with their own stressors, and they're trying to deal with cope with their own stuff that the single mom or a father who has to work all the time and can't spend time with the child, and the child longs for that attention. All of these things happen, and then it causes the child to grow up to be very bitter and very angry toward the parent, not realizing that the parent gave them all that they had, some of them, not all of them.
That's so key, man, because I remember growing up I was young, and my mom had me when I, and it, that seemed to be the thing, you know, like we have kids and we have
such
them young.
A young kid, yeah.
We have, and this is, and that's not abnormal. It's like, that's become a normal thing, like having kids at 16, 17, 18 years old. Yep. So could you imagine just getting out of school? High school,
I went through it. Trust me, I know.
And having a baby,
You're a baby yourself.
Trying to raise a kid, like you don't know what's going on. So, but in today's society, like I see a lot of these kids. Because when I grew up, my mom didn't give me, you know, my dad, they didn't give me everything that I wanted.
Oh, right.
They told me they told me no.
You got a yes sometimes, and you got a no.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I got a yes when I really earned it.
Yes.
Oh wow.
It wasn't just no give me a no yes. So you know, but no was I've witnessed no a lot. Yeah. And but today's society, I see the parents raising their kids with a yes, okay. If you be good, I'll give you this, and then, so we give.
It's like
them,
a bribery, almost. Yeah,
it's like a bribery.
And a lot of times, I feel like parents do that to make up for where they know that they're not good at parenting at. You know, it's like they make up for that, so they feel like if I give them everything they want, this will make up for my shortcomings, but that doesn't.
And a lot of parents do not want their children to be upset with them. They don't want to be the mean parent, especially if it's a co-parenting situation.
Yes.
That parent doesn't want to be the mean parent. That parent wants to be the parent that child desires to be around or loves the most. So now the child, like Pastor Jay said, is in the middle of that battle. It's like a love triangle between the mama, the daddy, and the kids.
Especially when you have one of the parents that are negative, that talks down about the other parent.
Exactly.
Instead of being positive and supportive, that other parent is looked at as like a bad parent. And the kid has to try to go and try to balance it all. Like the kids get taken, they take on too much responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, in those kind of relationships.
And God forbid that child resembles or acts anything like
that. Oh, yeah.
Parent.
Then it's even worse.
Then it's
the
like
child
what,
suffers.
Right. What part that child grows up saying, what part of me is not worthy because of this? I look like my daddy, or people always say I act just like my dad, or I sound like. So that part of me must not be worthy because I hear the other parent always talk about that part of the parent in a negative way.
Yes.
Al West said the single parent guilt. Yes.
Absolutely. That guilt will make you give that child everything they want.
Darren Phillips says some parents become their kids' friends and no boundaries are set.
Oh, exactly.
That is
no
true.
Boundaries
there are no boundaries because we don't set those. But the crazy part is we'll set the boundaries in our relationship. And we was talking about this earlier. It's like why do parents like mothers, and y'all both mothers, and I want to ask y'all this question because me and my wife had a conversation about it this morning. When women have a kid, when they have a baby, it's almost like they have a connection with this baby in the womb.
We do.
And when the baby, because they have this connection for 9 months, I heard some women say they talk to the baby, they rub them, they have
sing
a conversation,
them, right?
They sing into them, they do all of this bonding. They are all of this bonding with a baby, an unborn child.
Yep.
So now when this baby is born, the bond has been set. And then the person that you've had the baby with, that he has to come after the bond. Why is that? He has to come after, or he has to fit in the bond that has been created by the mama and the child.
But I feel like when you are a single parent and you're having that baby by yourself, the precedent starts right there. If the man's involved and you're together and you're in a committed relationship, then his voice is there. The kid's going to hear both parents. If the mother's by herself and the father's not there, then there's nobody else to bond with. But when fathers are present, and they're supportive of that woman and they're married, that baby's going to hear the same voice, the dad's voice, the dad's touch, the dad everything. Yep. So that's just, men have to be present.
You heard it twice.
No, I heard it twice.
She wasn't even in the car with us.
I heard it twice.
Said the same thing I did.
Yep.
It must be true.
Hey, Mama Noel.
Two witnesses.
Yes.
Help me understand this. Now I hear... I don't know if this is a woman thing, but to me, I'm a man looking. Mm-hmm. The baby is inside of the stomach, right?
Right. Yep.
What is he covered with? His ears cut. He's covered with a whole bunch of all the noises. Nope. How do they hear the voices?
When we were in the womb, I'm sure we can't recall what we experienced, but somehow that baby does connect is able to hear the father's voice. Like I was telling you this morning, my son's father, every single time he came around and said something to the belly, TJ moved, kicked or something. Yes. Everybody else tried the same.
And then when the mother gives birth to the child, the doctor will put the baby on the mother, and then the father takes off his shirt, and then the baby hears the father heartbeat, and the baby knows that is my father.
Right.
So it's already a connection from the moment that baby's created.
And it's a connection that the baby has with the father. Now, it's another thing if the father only sees it as the baby just in the belly.
What? No, I'm saying I just started something with these two women in here.
Right.
You already know because, the pop-up girl's coming for you.
Come on now.
I just started something, y'all. Lord, have mercy.
The man has to feel more than it's just a baby in the belly. The baby just is unborn. No. Yep. Build the connection. Yep. And then another thing, if that father caters to and helps the woman as she's transitioning, and he plays a vital part in just her understanding and knowing she's not alone. Mentally,
yes, that's amazing.
She already knows that when this baby comes, we're in it together.
Amen.
And that changes the whole precedence of the man feeling like, well, I'm second to the baby. She get the baby all the attention. No, because when both of you come into the thing, now knowing that our attention has to be on this child. Now, you're not vying for attention. I'm not vying for attention because we both understand we have to be selfless and give the baby this attention. Now, if you help me with this baby, guess what I'm going to do to you?
Do the same thing.
I'm going to help you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I done started something, y'all. So here's the thing. Let's because I done started something. I know how to bow out gracefully.
You have struck a nerve, yes, brother.
I know how to bow out gracefully. Listen. But here's the thing.
Darren says he bonded with his son immediately after his birth.
After the birth. Yes.
But the thing is, we as women, see, it's one thing for a man to hear two women say this is the thing and still say,
What's up, no buts.
Once you know better, you do better.
Amen.
So if we're saying to you, it is important and very vital for you to put your head on the belly and
touch the belly, man, this
daddy, man, I can't wait till you come out, man, and stuff like that.
Now, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not negating that.
Hear us
but
and
to
do better.
To me, okay, like I said, I hear you. But to me, it's like I'm just talking to the stomach.
But you're not. But you're not.
You're talking to the baby gets, the more he hears your voice. By the time they come out, they're going to be familiar with
that baby's going to hear your voice and be looking around, nosy babies especially. TJ was looking around already for the voice that he heard in the womb. Yes. Now,
Bishop Al West said, God created men and women to be helpmates to each other for the offspring to maintain a legacy for blood.
We talked about that too, Al. Y'all have been in our vehicle this morning while we were communicating. And the reason why a lot of kids are upset with their parents today is because the parents did not understand this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That there has to be a bond with me as this new child coming into this big, huge world I've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. You have to give me what you have, and y'all have to do it together so I can have that balance. The imbalance is what causes all the dysfunction, and that dysfunction carries from relationship to relationship.
Is that my baby girl talking about, resiliently transformed?
Yes, that's her.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, baby.
Hey, got so, you. Thanks for popping in.
I mean, at the end of the day, you guys, it's forgiving the parents. Like,
yes.
People make mistakes, you know, and a lot of the parents, when they treat their child a certain way, they're covering up their pain and stuff they went through, and they don't know how to break that cycle. And right. If they're old school parents, they don't believe in getting the help that we modern parents do today. Like, if I have an issue, I'm going to go try to fix it and talk to somebody. A lot of parents that are older, that are in their 70s, 80s, they feel like they don't need that. They can just figure it out on their own. And that's where the disconnect and the struggle is, because they're suppressing what happened to them. And then that, therefore, they're not able to heal and really address the issues that happened to them, which affects their children.
Absolutely.
And my other mother done popped on. Thank you for coming in, Mama Cheeks.
Hey, Mama Cheeks. Was that Mother Noel?
Yeah, that was her on there.
Hey, we love you guys so much. And, you know, unfortunately, from what you were saying as far as, like, the older adults and then the modern parents, unfortunately, somehow the cycle still continues, though.
Yeah.
That pathology of how the parents did this, and all of a sudden you see these new parents doing it to their kids, and then those parent children are going to end up being parents and doing it to their kids. But at some point,
we got to teach each other how to break the cycle.
We have to break the cycle.
See, it's important. See, because what happened is, what we don't realize, we take a lot of this into our relationships. And remember
this,
most arguments start with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Come on with it.
Most arguments start with it. You know,
I like that. That's something different.
It starts with you. You know why? Because you're telling yourself. You're in your head thinking about what you feel is right, or what you feel should, what you feel it should look like, what you feel it should be.
Yeah.
And all this is coming from a level of pain or a level of training that you experienced in your life. So when you get older and it's not happened the way you, because you want
things to be perfect.
You want things to be
in your head. Your perception is a different way, when reality it's not what it really is.
Exactly. So what you're doing is that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. You telling yourself this in your head.
So the argument starts here first.
And then with the person that you're arguing with is only getting the residuals of the argument that you was having
that
with yourself.
Which is like a form of insecurity.
Yeah.
You know, you're insecure because you're not able to figure out why you think about certain things so much when it comes to family, or why your relationships haven't worked out because of family or because of decisions that you've made.
And I'll hop on that insecurity and immaturity, because the immaturity comes when you can't have a mature conversation with another adult and try to talk instead of argue and fuss and talk at and destroy each other. Have a conversation with one another so that you guys can do what is best for the children.
Yes.
Let's
take a little pause break for the Mama Pearly. We got to read when Mama Pearly posts. We got to read what she say. She said, "What you mean, women in their 70s, daughter?"
Get her, Mama Pearly.
That's not what I'm saying, Mom. I'm just saying. I mean, you're married. We ain't talking about you. I'm just talking about in general.
I'm talking about what I'm talking about.
I'm being too real. Yeah, you and your 70s mother. Mother. I mean, you know.
Al West said, "This shift, real talk, is needed in every community." Oh, thank you, Al.
In every community,
communication has to be reestablished in the homes. Exactly.
Absolutely. That's why you need to get on the Zoom when we have the marriage class, because we are talking about communication.
And my baby girl said, "Understand the parent, not accept. We can understand one another from their capacity and tool, not received or applied. We do not have to accept what choices they chose to stand, or no matter the behavior learned or pattern recycled." Absolutely.
Amen.
But we have to always remember, though, still. I heard something very, very important today Forgiveness does not mean you're letting someone off the hook to continuously treat you a certain way.
You have to set boundaries, like right. you said. Boundaries are the key.
Yeah, and yeah. everything that you went through, the abandonment you went through growing mm-hmm. up, the rejection you went through, everything you went through, the abuse, those things that mm-hmm. caused you to feel so angry at the way you were raised and upset with your parents, those things matter. Mm-hmm. It does matter.
And your feelings, matter. And I would say, I know Pastor Jay in the past, you talked about emotions. You know, we have to be accountable for our own emotions.
Absolutely.
That to me is crucial because a lot of times everything is a feeling. I feel like this. I feel like that. We have to be accountable and be able to control those feelings in a way that's productive and positive within ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I see that way too often where people are like, I feel this way, and then start shutting people off and doing certain things. Yeah. And that's the worst thing you can do. Yeah. You have to talk about it. You have to be present when you're dating and meeting people. And you need to, if there's things you're going through, talk about it. Right. You have to get it out, because then you're going to eventually, you're not going to be able to have a confident, successful relationship if you hold on to things that have happened between you and your parents.
And the only thing you'll go on is feelings, and you'll be feeling driven.
That's
go
right.
ahead, Pastor Jay.
And what, I'm sorry, Mama Prelli said, no, I'm 60 plus.
I like that.
We'll say you're 50 plus.
So the thing is, a lot of times when we carry these things into our, when we carry it later on in life, because remember, we said this earlier, that the way we grow up, it shapes the way we grow up, and it mm-hmm. shapes the way we start thinking.
The way we raise, it shapes the way we grow up.
It establishes a core behavior in our beliefs.
Yeah.
So what happens is that core behavior now gives us a level of expectation. So we go into, because what we believe and what we taught, Big Mama said, or my daddy said,
absolutely,
and, or this said, and we only really doing that because we are really trying to latch on to the very thing, the only thing that we know that we can stand on, that mm-hmm. we may have felt loved.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're trying to attach to that one thing mm-hmm. that we feel that our parents
give.
So Big Mama said it. Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. Because I love Big Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I love
me.
Big Mama. No matter how much Big
Nobody
Mama fussed at me.
Nobody else understood me like Big Mama. Mm-hmm.
So because we carry that narrative, now we go into holding these expectations, and these expectations, and remember this, the Bible
and the
says
expectations. What, babe?
I'm going to come back there. Okay. Remember this before I go to expectations. So a man thinketh, so is he.
As a man thinketh, mm-hmm.
as
in
a
his
man
heart.
Thinketh
That's
in
right.
his heart, so is
That's
he.
That man.
So these expectations only build what we are, the level of thinking that we've mm-hmm. patterned. Yep. And our belief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once right. we pattern these beliefs and we start thinking it, it becomes us.
It becomes right. us.
That's it becomes right. us. So now it shapes our level of communication. Mm-hmm. So now we're not open to being, because in communication, what do you do in communication? You relate.
Yes.
You relate. You can't relate to someone with it when you have an expectation on your belief.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? So it's 100%. Hard to relate to somebody and respect their how they believe and how they think, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But it only comes, like I said, because we're holding ourselves hostage to the very thing that we are, that we don't let go. And that's that punishment of not forgiving. So
or
we
not
have
being
to,
good enough, you know, not being good enough.
And we hear that a lot, you know, because we did one of the classes and we said, what would be one of the things that you say that you feel about yourself? And everybody said,
the majority of the people said, I don't feel like
I'm good enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like, what is that behavior? What does that thought pattern come from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it comes from, again, because the Bible says this, train up a child in the way they should go, that when they get old, they won't depart from it.
Yeah.
What we do is we compromise the train because we are young ourselves. We don't have the information to give.
Yep.
We don't have the information to give, so it don't become mm-hmm. training. It becomes nurturing.
Yes.
It's not training. It becomes, I got to cover you from being
enabling.
Hurt.
Enabling.
Yes. So we enable.
Enabling.
So we enable.
Yeah.
I got to tell this. There's a person that we know, and her sibling, her child, is not a child no more. He's about 22 years old. And every time he acts up, She calls me. Awesome. You need to talk to him. You need to talk to him. And I'm like, no, I need to talk to you.
Yep, right.
Because you are enabling him. So when now he acts up because you enabled him, then I can't retrain
because
what you already
training. Because he knows, you know, he knows what's going on with his mother. These kids know right from wrong.
They know us.
They know
with their parents' shortcomings to a fault. And then that's why they take advantage of that parent, especially if it's a single parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know something, when he was talking about enabling, the thing is, as our children get older, I think some parents, it does something for them to continuously be able to hold on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, because they feel like they're losing
their baby. Yeah, to feel needed and wanted is more important than training that child up in the way they should go.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Like, in the way they should go, not in the way they should stay.
Yes.
Exactly. Say that again.
Say it again. Right, one more time.
In the way that they should go. Bye-bye.
Yeah, because what we're supposed to do is train them up, and the word says it, so they can go out
into the
and
world.
Everywhere they go, they can make a impact on the world for the kingdom of God.
Live with purpose.
And that was the whole purpose of it. So we're supposed to train them. The thing is, Pastor Jay asked me earlier today, he said, so do you think like outside influences, what they see their friends do and all that stuff influences the training? I said, no, that's outside stuff. It tests the training.
Mm-hmm.
But
it all
if
starts
you're training
at home,
inside,
yeah.
the
Everything.
Training is inside of the house,
yes.
is a training ground. What we've gotten away from is allowing the inside of the house. Because, you know, remember parents used to say, look, when we go out here,
you better
embarrass me.
Oh, yeah.
You better act like you got some sense. Because they've already trained them inside. So when we go out,
they know how
you
to
better show
behave.
What yes. you know you've been trained to do on the inside. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, because parents have done that in such a strict way, in such a structured way, the child perceives it in a certain way because of the outside forces, and then they want to rebel because they want to do what everybody else is doing. But if you continue to train them in the way they should go,
amen,
then when they get old, they're gonna be tested in the middle somewhere,
because that's life. Though life throws you tests.
Life is gonna be right there in the middle. But when they get older though, and they have to reach back at what worked,
bye-bye,
the outside
goodbye
influences.
To my pain and my sorrow.
Yeah,
so long, bye-bye.
So the outside influences,
bye-bye,
baby, really.
So what you're saying is
the outside influence
really don't matter.
So you have the training that your parents put in you.
Yep.
The parents keep training your children.
Always.
And then you have the outside influences. So when they get older, which one you think they're going to reach to? The one that works.
Yes.
That's right.
The outside influences didn't work, because none of my friends that I went to college with are like super, super close to me right now.
Yes.
But everything I was taught in my household by my mother and my father, I remember and I use it now.
Yep. Yes, what y'all think out there in TV land? Let me just go and read a couple of comments. Mind provoking. I'm sorry.
Mind provoking.
Forgiveness is not for the one who caused the injustices in our lives.
Come on.
It's for self to not harbor ill feelings and releasing said control. That's
right. Amen. That's exactly.
She hit the nail on the coffin. I said, this new generation of women have to be more cautious in some circumstances. They are raising our black new generation of kids. So they and we have to manage anger and cheating and abandonment, which will become a sacrifice for our kids, which are most important. Come on, Al.
You are saying that, sir. That is absolutely amazing.
Al West.
Mama Cheek said, we need to have common foundation. We go to settle our differences. Therefore, that's where the final word comes from. I'm just saying mine is the word of God. That's
right.
Yep. Come on. And so what we've just done is set the stage.
Mia, Pastor Mia's on.
Oh,
hey, girl.
That's my girl. Come on, Mia. Tell us what we need to hear now.
Yes. But she said, where I get this song for?
Because we said, train up a child in the way they should go. And so I said, bye-bye. So then he starts singing So Long, Bye-Bye. That's where he got it from.
So Al West said, most likely how things start, they will end. Yes, I agree with that.
Unless you get this information and decide to recondition your mind.
Hey, Tanisha.
So that you can do better.
Tanisha,
if
we
you
still
know better,
praying for
you're
you.
Gonna do better.
We love you, Tanisha. Okay, so basically, guys, what we've just done is set the stage for you to understand what happens that causes a child to have unforgiveness for their parents. because mm-hmm. their parents grow up a lot of times, raise them a lot of times with abandonment, like
and with their expectations.
With their expectations.
That's the biggest issue is parents, they don't allow the kids to take on their own identity. They use their children to fulfill their purpose and their identity.
Right.
And then when that child gets older, that child has resentment. And that's where a lot of it comes from.
So I got I got a question for y'all, even out there. I want y'all to answer. I want y'all to answer out near the TV land. And I want your two queens to answer this question.
Yes.
How long is your baby still your baby? At what age does baby stop or does it stop?
I think it's a transition from being a baby to teaching your son how to be a preteen to teaching him how to be a young man. It goes in stages, but as long as I got breath in my body, all my kids are my babies.
Right.
That's just the way it is. I'm never going to change that.
It's a difference from...
But I don't baby my son.
There it is.
I talk to my son. If he's wrong, he's wrong.
That's the difference.
I'm not going to sit there and pacify him and baby him. He's a boy. He needs to go out and see the world. And there's things my son have done that I don't agree with, but guess what? I say, I'm going to let him figure it out on his own. Because you do have to, like you said, bye-bye. You got
to
figure, I've these kids got
to
figure out some things.
Go and work it out.
Yes.
Mama probably said never.
Right. Come on.
And
yeah,
you know,
my brother 46, he's a baby.
Right. It's a difference in babying them and he's always going to be my baby.
That's right.
But it's a big difference. Okay, now, I beg to differ.
You can.
And I'm going to tell you what, I need some of y'all to answer out there now. I need to... But I beg to differ. You know why? Because if you stay stuck in that baby, then you leave them stuck with it in that level of babyism.
But that's if you treat them like a baby.
That's
because
right.
if that, oh, my baby, you're going to still say my baby.
No, I don't say my baby. I'm just saying.
But
that's,
we know.
Yes, we know that's our baby.
Now, it's some mothers that still say, that's gonna come here, baby. That's my baby. Some mothers do that.
Yes.
But that does not mean that they are babied.
No, they're not. No,
Mama
no way.
What'd she say?
My babies are 54, 47, and 46.
Okay.
Okay, mother, calm down. I'm trying to do a show here, okay? Don't give out my secrets.
Yes.
Alwes said, there's no more two-parent households, so letting go of a son or daughter is hard.
It's hard.
Oh, man.
Come on.
It really is.
Come on,
Al.
Especially for single ladies, because most of them are on the front line without the men.
Yes.
Come on.
Al, you're preaching today, Reverend.
Oh, yes, he is. But also, you got to know there's a lot of great fathers out there that do co-parent that are present.
Yeah.
And you're a single parent to a point, but a single mother is not a single mother if she's got that father co-parent and present.
Right.
She's not a single mother.
She's a mother that's not with the baby daddy.
That's right.
My dad said, my baby will always be my baby. Oh, dad, come on now.
Thank you, daddy.
Yes.
I'm like, thank you, daddy.
Pastor J, that goes for you too, skinny nigga.
Right.
He ain't talking about me.
Yes, he is. He's talking about all of us.
Why don't you spell out his name, sir? What is your baby's name again? We want to hear it in bold letters.
No.
P-A-S-T-O-R with a capital J.
Come on. J-E-S-S-E.
So, I mean, it's hard to let... No, you know what, though? Al said it. I got to read that again.
That was amazing.
There are no more two-parent households, so letting go of a son or daughter is hard.
Yes,
that's so true. And I think we hold on to that because of the disappointment and the guilt. Mm-hmm.
Because we work so hard to get them to a certain point that it's like our pattern is... They needed us.
Yes.
So we were there.
Yes,
we sacrificed buying us clothes because they grew out of their clothes
sure
too fast.
Yep.
And the money I had for me, I now got to spend on him some shoes. So I'm going to, he needs me. So it's hard sometimes too.
Oh, it was really hard for me because my son is off to college and, you know, we were so used to celebrating every single holiday and him doing things with the family.
Yeah.
And when he was said, no, I'm hanging out with my friends, I'm like, you're not coming home? What's
right.
going on? Like,
yeah.
what? But then I had to realize, like, he's becoming his own person.
He's becoming his own man.
And I need to, if you give your kid a little bit of string to be able to bounce around the world, they always come back and they always open up to you. And it's the best it's the best relationship because my son's 22 and he still come home and hug me and kiss me.
I like
love
that.
Me,
you said if you give them a little string to bounce around the world, they always come back. It's like a little
bungee cord. It's like a mama bungee cord. You pass it out.
I gotta do this, y'all, real quick.
What?
Did your dad spell it?
No, my dad did spell it, but ironically, Latisse popped up.
Hey, look at her eyes.
And look at her eyes. Latisse.
That's right,
Tanisha. And he calls her baby girl.
That's right.
It's always going to be her baby. Two kids in.
He called me baby, too.
Said, Pastor Mia said, it also depends on the child. Some children experience childhood traumas that require a little more nurturing before pushing them into adulthood.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And do you believe that we cause those childhood traumas?
Who is we?
The parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Where do you think they come from?
So the point is, so if we cause them, could it be caused? Because I really believe.
If we cause them, could it be what?
No, I'm saying what I believe now. Let me. I got you.
Okay.
I really believe that. And it comes from going back to what Al said, because sometimes most parent homes. Mm-hmm. So if there's a single parent home, then the child is getting more so of that parent.
That one-sidedness.
Mm-hmm. So the scale is unbalanced. Mm-hmm. So I would say instead of giving him the nurturing, because let's be honest, more than likely they're with the mother because, you know, mother is either the system gives it to him or the father just, you take him, you know, so.
Or the father's not there. Or the father's not there. So he has to come and pick him up.
The child gets is more nurturing. Do we give them more nurturing to help them help them get over trauma if we've given them enough nurturing?
Well, I feel like that's a kid by kid basis. You know what I mean? And it depends on the circumstances of that trauma.
Right.
That makes a big, big difference. You know what I mean?
And it depends on who does the trauma.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Hey, Larry.
What's up, Larry? Mama Pearlie says some women choose to be single parent because they are bitter. That's right.
Yep.
That they are no longer in a relationship with the father. That's right.
And so they sit there and they keep the child from the father. They move far away. Hint, hint, mom, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And they create such a toxic environment for that child because that child's growth to me is stunted when they don't have both parents, whether they are together or not.
Right,
those parents need to stay working together for that child's greater good, period.
Working together for the child, yeah. And listen, we're talking about how do we forgive our parents. So I want to get into some of that. I know we have some really good comments, but I know people came on this line because it's some people out there that really want to know, okay, I'm upset with my parents. Because they did this, that, and the third grown-up. Some of them were physically abused. Some of them were mentally abused.
Emotionally
abused. We have some of them who were molested and the mother didn't come to their rescue or blame them. We have people who the mother was never at their games, never at anything that was important to them because she had to work too much. So all of these different scenarios. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to bring up like one, and I'm not going to say who it is, but I know a young lady right now who has decided to excommunicate herself from her parents because of the trauma that she went through growing up with the parents, because the mother did everything she knew to do to keep the family together while the father popped in and out. He'll leave it for a year and be doing whatever and then come back when he felt like it and she received him back. And then he'll go again. And so she tried to keep the family together as best as she could. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of neglect that happened. It was a lot of the oldest one having to take up the slack to become the mom while the mom was depressed a lot of times but still trying to hold it together. And a lot of this stuff happened and she remembers the trauma she remembers, and she does not know how to forgive her parents for what they did because some of the stuff is still ongoing. Even though she's older now, she's a young adult now, some of the stuff is still going on, and she is having a hard time trying to figure out.
She feels like if she separates herself altogether, she can block out that trauma.
Right.
But I feel like all she's doing is she's closing that door temporarily, but it's going to be hard for her to really find peace without addressing it head on.
Without addressing it.
So here, I'm sorry. So we got a comment, a couple of comments. I want to read this one, especially. Mm-hmm. G Smoke, Greg Holmes. I don't know who you are, but thank you for tuning in.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, hey, Uncle Greg.
Hey, Uncle Greg.
Hey, Uncle Greg.
He said, I had the greatest parents ever. Forgive them for what? Loving and taking care of me? Sorry, man. Everybody ain't got that story, though.
But we love the fact that you do.
Yeah, yeah. We love the fact that you got
in the midst of the darkness.
We need some. Yeah. We thank you for having great parents, man. And that was awesome. An awesome story of yours, man. Thank you so much for having great parents. But there happens to be
some
of us have great parents, and a lot of story, especially in the generation today. You know, this happens to be an issue, man. So
a
real big time issue. Mama Cheek said, even the best trained child can change if they run with the wrong crowd even become unequally yoked.
Yep.
Parents, don't beat yourselves up nor badmouth your kids. Pray to God that never fails instead. That's right.
Pray to the God, that never fails
instead. That's right. Mm-hmm. Al West, kids hold traumatic feelings in until they lash out as they grow. Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
And the trauma grows as they grow, too.
Yes.
If they don't address it.
And then if they're dealing with that trauma, then they meet and they in relationships, whether it's friends, whether it's wanting to date relationship.
Absolutely.
They're not able to cope and just handle different relationships.
Okay, gotcha.
That was an example. And this is going back to, like, children and their parenting stuff they experience. Like, there was an example on the video I sent you. Mm-hmm. And basically he said that when a child does not get nurturing and that guidance from the parent, let's say the little kid, there's a little girl, she's playing with her doggy, and if she's not taught not to pull the tail of the dog and the dog bites her, she's going to then believe that dogs are bad.
For the rest of her, for always the adulthood.
Or that dogs don't like her.
Yeah.
But instead, if she's trained and she's nurtured correctly, she can have that person that is saying, if you pull his tail, he's going to snap at you. Don't pull the tail. So then she'll make a good assessment and not jump to certain conclusions. Mm-hmm. As we get older, if we didn't have that guidance on situations that are far, far more greater than that particular example, then we grow up making assessments of life like they don't like me or this person did this to me. And they'll be in toxic relationships and not realize why the relationship broke down. Because they didn't have the guidance and nurture. What nurture and discipline does is it teaches that child to have cues. Mm-hmm. These are signs that this is an environment that's not good for me, or this is an environment that is, because I was raised with that nurturing, with that discipline that taught me, come here, let me hug you. You fail. Come here. Let me correct you because you were wrong when you did this and that and the third. Amen. And that's the balance we have to give to these children. And I believe that's why a lot of children have unforgiveness, because they know deep down inside they supposed to have that balance and they didn't get it.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to read a couple more, and then we'll just kind of go into how do we do this? How do we, because we need to know this. Mm-hmm. Some parents have to work harder because they split up the household of two incomes, which provides security. Kids need to feel safe. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, need to feel safe.
Mia Williams said, years ago, a pastor told me this. Your parents has their own trauma, struggles, and disappointments that they don't know how to deal with. Mm-hmm. Imagine some of it's from their childhood. Once you realize that you can give compassion to them, they can only give you what they have.
Amen, Mia.
I was able to forgive my father. Yes. Have a relationship with him before he died because of this. That's
Amen.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and that goes into segueing and just saying, like, forgiving is truly important. Like I said earlier,
it is very important.
It is so important, because remember, our parents, when 9 times out of 10, they were just as young. Mm-hmm. They were just as young as we were when we had our kids. Because I held my parents to an expectation that I couldn't carry out when I had my kid. So it was like, wait a minute. They were young. And it's unfortunate. Like, I was telling my wife earlier, my mom, when I was 19, 20, I was working. I had my own car, but I had girls bringing them in the house. My mom, she felt like she couldn't do nothing else for me. So she put me out. Right. Mm-hmm. And when she put me out, I was distraught, because it's like, yo, what I'm gonna do? Right. But I'm doing grown man stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm having sex at an early age.
You make your bed lying.
Yeah. I'm having sex with, I'm 18, 19.
And not bringing no money in the house.
I ain't bringing no money in the house. I'm doing grown folks stuff. Right. Uh-uh. And I'm like, Ma, I'm
your baby.
Yeah. Do you know what? Do you see what I'm doing?
I'm your baby.
But I didn't realize that. I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And then it was sad because I didn't even have the opportunity to even get it right with my mom because at a young age, my mom died when she was 45.
So she put you out.
Yeah, she put me out. She put me out.
Yeah.
And the day that I forgave her was a week later she died.
Oh, that just makes me
hard. Yeah, the week later she died. I mean, it just happened. This is why.
And that impacts you even to this day as a grown man.
So imagine not forgiving and then they're not here
and then
for you to not to not be able to forgive.
And you don't want to talk to them to say, hey, Mom, I'm sorry, I forgive you. I love you.
Right, right.
So you don't want to carry that double burden because you never know. No man knows the day nor the hour. No man knows. Yeah. So you can be here today and gone today.
Yeah.
Not even tomorrow no more. Things are happening in this world. So you don't want to carry this iniquity in your heart.
Make peace with your parents. Call them and just say, I love you.
Right.
Yeah. And I forgive you. And I don't know what you went through.
Yeah.
But I'm here for you and I love you. That's the key.
And one thing people don't realize
is
when they harbor that unforgiveness in their heart, there's a root that grows down deep in the soil of your heart, and that's a root of bitterness. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you'll start realizing, and mark my words, you will start realizing that the very people that you did not like growing up is the very person that you become.
That's right. If you harbor this bitterness, you're going to become that bitterness.
Just like
and
that.
Then you'll hate yourself every time you look in the mirror because you'll see the resemblance of that person that you hated. That's why we must forgive.
Yes.
Because when we forgive, we disconnect ourselves from becoming the very thing that we dislike in our parents.
Mama Cheek said, we would not know what we don't have or do have if we weren't comparing our lives with others. We need to learn to be grateful if we are not being physical, emotionally, mentally, or abused itself.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our mistreatment comes from our emotions instead of others.
Amen.
It's
the constant cycle, like you said, the constant battle within your head.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't good enough. Am I good enough now? Yeah.
Right.
And that's where the argument starts.
Yep.
Because now you already thinking in your head you don't feel good enough. Mm-hmm. And then when somebody triggers that or you don't feel good enough, then you're arguing, see, I don't know he didn't think I was good enough.
Yeah.
And so now there's the argument. You didn't already argue with yourself and argue with the thought that had been placed and embedded in your head.
Yeah,
that's the battlefield. Yeah. That's that battlefield.
That mind.
And forgiveness also starts in prayer, too.
Yes.
You got to go to God when you go to forgive, because you got to go to him to ask him to forgive you for the way you think and your thoughts and the negativity in your mind.
Yeah.
And once you do that and you get on your knees and you ask him for forgiveness, and then you call your parents and you tell your mom or dad, I love you and I forgive you for your mistakes, God's going to make that work out in a beautiful way.
Exactly.
But it starts with you, within you, going to him first.
Yeah. Absolutely. He has a strategic way to get you to that place where you have to forgive. Because if you really, truly desire it, he'll help you get to that place.
Oh, he will.
It may not be the route that you would take, but he will help you get to that place of forgiveness.
That is so. Al West says, society during the late 90s, men and women started looking for perfection as couples. Computers and online dating created a segue to finding a perfect companion when there's no such thing
as. There's no such thing.
And you know what? I'll never forget what I heard. It said, the only perfect man or woman is in your head. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you get somebody that's got a few little quirks here or there, if it could be worked out, roll with it.
Right. Yeah.
The worst thing.
If that person is not physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally abusing you, then there is no way that you should be out here tripping, talking about I'm outside when you got a good thing at the house.
Amen.
Because the children need to see two parents working together in unity. Mm-hmm. For the betterment of the family.
And even if it's a co-parent unity, because my children's father, he's phenomenal. We're not together, But he's always been present right. because when his dad and his mom separated, his dad was present. So I'm blessed
wow.
that his dad was in his life,
right.
which he made, he built the foundation for Jeff
yeah.
so that he can be in my, our son's lives. Yeah. So just imagine if his dad wasn't involved in his life, he probably wouldn't have that same foundation to be involved in our boy's life.
Right.
So it starts from the father is such a pivotal part in a
Absolutely.
Man's life, even as a co-parent, you got to have that father teach you how to be present
right.
as a co-parent.
And then
right.
too, and then too, we're not going to just give the responsibility to the kids, because as parents, if you know you wasn't there,
if you
know you wasn't there, if you know you were absent, and
you know,
especially in some
emotional.
Vital parts of
yeah.
the kid's life, then you create
you
the segue for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you got to think in your head that this hurt my child.
But at some
point, I missed graduation. I missed this. I missed that. I missed that. And you know, and you got to take responsibility.
But what about the parents that didn't miss any of that, that were still there, but they wasn't there? That's a whole
yeah.
nother situation.
Yeah.
You got parents that are still involved,
yeah.
but they're still not involved.
Yeah.
Right.
And an emotional, they're emotionally disconnected from
yeah.
their child.
And that's what it causes
even though
in
they're,
that child.
Even though they're present.
That, but we say
and
the same thing.
That causes that, in that child.
Take
emotional
responsibility.
Disconnect.
Take responsibility to start the process. Find out if it hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk. Hey, I know
yes.
I wasn't
oh.
there. I know I wasn't there. But did that bother you as
but
a...
But some parents are in denial, and they're never going to come forward. So
because
that's when that
their
child,
belief system.
As that child gets older, that child, sometimes the child has to become the parent in that situation, in that connection again.
You know what?
You know?
If,
the tables turn sometimes.
If there's a parent that hurt you, why would you expect that that same parent will fix you?
That's correct.
The person
correct.
That hurt
because
you
we grow.
Is, but the person that hurt you is not always the person that will be able to heal you.
Yeah.
What you have to do is you have to go to God and ask God, how do I heal? Because once you heal, like you said, forgiveness starts with prayer.
Yes.
Once you ask God to help you
Amen.
To heal and not put the expectation of the on the person that hurt you, because they obviously hurt you because they didn't have the capacity to heal you or to
mm-hmm.
nurture you and give you that healthiness, then you have to get it for yourself from God. And when you get that from God and God teaches you that, then you can go back to that person. Because some parents, like you said, their belief system is, I ain't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I did what I knew.
And,
my daddy did me like that.
Even if they know they did wrong, they're still in denial. So God uses that child to be able to open that parent's heart.
Some in some situations, mm-hmm. a child
yes.
will have to go
to
and
the
say,
parent.
"I forgive you."
That's right.
And having that conversation, like you said, parents go to the child, and I'm not talking about always. Well, what did I do wrong? No, go to the child and say, "You know what? I know raising you wasn't easy for me, so I know that you must have felt some of that growing up too." And I ask
I'm
that
say
you
this.
Forgive me.
I'm gonna say this because what happens is because I've excuse me,
mm-hmm.
I've experienced this because what you do is you see the pattern of behavior in your
mm-hmm.
kids.
Oh yeah,
you see the behavior, and because you see the resentment. And you see the evilness, and you see the hurt, the
and you
anger,
say, oh,
because
that
it come out.
Bad.
Yeah, but,
no.
but and I had to go even with my daughters. Like I had to go back because I know certain things that I've did. It really damaged them because
yeah.
I was the only father they knew.
Yeah.
So I had to go back, and I had to get it right.
Yeah.
And from this day, it's like I'm dad, pop.
Is
you know
it?
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went from being Jesse to dad and pop.
Right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying? But
right.
Because you grew.
Because, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they grew. But you were the man.
Yeah.
So the man is the pillar of everything.
And
a girl looks up to her father as the idol, as
yeah.
the. As
exactly.
her, as everything.
Exactly.
So the father
yeah.
has to be, it's so important for
that's
me.
And I said,
she
and I said even for,
after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, because you want them to have successful relationships
Amen.
And be able to respect the men that come in their life. But
yes.
if the first man that they ever come across, if they don't respect him, then
they're
that behavior is going to go down to the,
oh, yeah.
every man that comes in their life. So even the things that I didn't even realize, I said, you know, I apologize for whatever I
That's
didn't
so
realize.
Beautiful.
And I caught, you know, if I caused
yeah.
if I caused any hurt or any
yeah.
discord in your growing up in there, I apologize for it.
And you know what? Pop Joe had to do you like that.
Yeah.
They had a moment
yeah.
of forgiveness, and
mm-hmm.
I saw it open up. Let me read what Mia says. And I don't have my glasses, so if I make some mistakes, these are fake.
Well,
all right.
Good, because I was like,
so,
girl, where you get
girl,
this from?
Yeah, Timu, baby. Timu. Anyway, She said a lot of people are talking about forgiving parents like it is simple, but I want to speak to the ones who feel like no one understands. She said, my dad denied me because my mom left him after having me because he was abusing her. All of my childhood, he treated me different from my siblings. He would sometimes not get my siblings
because
he didn't want to get me. But I'm telling you, your forgiveness can heal them. I'm the only sibling that has heard I love you from my father before he died. It is possible.
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Wow, that's Mia. Beautiful, Mia.
Yeah, forgiveness will do that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Read what Mama Noel put up there.
Mama Noel says the best parenting skills comes from the word of God.
Amen.
She says parenting doesn't come with a manual. It gives us everything we need. God is the perfect parent, the only perfect parent. That showed us how to love our children, train our children, and even discipline them. And I believe that you used it, Mama Noel, because I have heard your son talk about you and how great of a mother you are. So I believe that.
Amen.
Al West said, it's all in the conversation of adult parents to agree to disagree without selfishness and the right temperament in ownership with a civil conversation. Without the courts, bias support, alimony, none of that. Just talk.
Talk. Al, we got to get Al on this show.
Al, we need to go on and open the doors of the church, Reverend Al West.
We
might as well.
Tanisha Wells, love you,
How
girl.
Do we love our parents? Open your mouth.
And tell him you love him.
We missed a hold on. We missed a comment. I don't want to because he's on today.
Who is it?
Mama Pearl's brother. So Greg Holmes.
Uncle Greg.
Yeah, Uncle Greg said, "How can you not forgive someone who carried you for 9 months and gave you life, and your dad was a part of that as well?" It does happen though, because you know the trauma sometimes comes after the 9 months. You know what I'm saying? The hurt sometimes comes after the baby
after
is born, because now
born,
you're
yeah.
here to now have to deal with the life. You know what I'm saying? Of two young parents or even two adult parents to now have to be parents. Like Mama Noel said, there's no manual on it. So sometimes we disagree, and sometimes parents come together out of their own pain because they feel like me relating with this other person is going to help me deal with my pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have pain trauma babies.
Two broken people having babies.
Yeah, exactly. So that's normally what happens. And that's the issue that we kind of dealing with today, and understanding that we can't, you know, if this happens, because it does happen. You know, I've experienced it because it happened to me a couple of times when I was literally trying to find myself. I figured finding myself would be in something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, it being with somebody.
Being with somebody.
Yeah, being with somebody to complete with the voids that I was missing.
Right.
And I had babies out of those voids.
So
I'm in a void trying to fill a void. Missing, making a void, you know, creating a whole nother void.
Right, right. All the voids.
All the voids.
Yeah.
So it happens. So
it does
what
happen.
We're saying is when it happens, that, you know, that
be accountable.
That, yeah, but the blessing is the baby. The blessing is the baby, because, you know, the babies are blessings from God. So,
absolutely.
But we got to realize that, you know, sometimes when we take them through these missing voids, we got to come back and make it right so that they don't make the same mistakes that we've made.
And sometimes just a simple word from a father will shut a void down.
Yes, exactly.
It'll close it up, because all
and
I needed
from
you
mother.
To... Yeah.
Maggie!
All I needed to hear was, I'm sorry, or I love you. Simple and plain. Let me read what Darren says. Darren says, I look a lot like my dad, but I don't blame him for not being there.
That's good.
And listen, I want to give a shout out. My homegirl, Anitrin Barrett, is on the line. Listen, we went to school together. I have not seen her in years, but we are so glad that you came on the show.
My childhood cousin, friend, sister, Maggie Ann McLeod.
Maggie!
Hi, Maggie.
That's Mike Granby's niece.
Okay.
I love you, Maggie.
Love you,
Thank
Maggie.
Thank you for tuning
I love
in
you
with
already.
Us. So listen, y'all, listen, our time is up, but man, listen, too real. I don't care what happened. You can't stay away from this.
I know. Please don't.
Saying?
The you elements.
Know. Yes.
I know.
Can't
I
need the elements. And hopefully, hopefully she'll be giving
so,
up.
So when he be, listen.
I ain't going to spill the beans. Shut up, right?
Too real.
What's your dad's name?
Jesse.
We dealing with this baby on the set.
We dealing with this baby. But listen, I'm glad you're here because in the moments when he is ignoring me,
yeah,
I got you to talk to.
Yeah, and I got your back.
You got my back.
You
already
know that.
You got my back.
I'm just waiting for him to say stuff so we can just tag team that baby.
Damn up.
You see, I bowed out easily when I got both of them. I said, I bow out gracefully.
I be doing my eyes like,
okay,
Pastor Jay,
you better watch.
Guess what? You ain't going home with nobody but her.
All right, you better go there. Right. Come on now, get it together.
Get it together.
But I forgive you.
Marvin, what's up, bro?
I'm talking about, but I forgive you. Yes.
But listen, y'all, listen, our time is up,
great
man.
Topic,
man, this is beautiful. A great conversation. Listen, y'all. Listen, y'all, you can forgive.
You can.
You can love.
It's worth it.
Love requires forgiveness.
Yeah.
Love requires it.
And also, love requires loving yourself
first.
Because you got to heal from within. And when you love yourself, you're able to forgive and pour out and love others.
And you wouldn't want to hold on to anything that will cause you not to be lovable.
Yes. But listen, y'all, before we go, I got to give Too Real a shout out, man. She has, since she's been around, and I ain't going to give it to us, but it's to God that she has truly came along. I am so proud.
We've seen the growth in
our
baby.
I'm so proud of your growth.
My second mom and dad.
Mama Pearlie, we're going to have to share her, okay?
Yes.
But listen, I'm so proud of where God has taken you.
Thank you.
Where you're going.
Absolutely.
And I thank God for we truly thank God for you.
I love you.
I'm glad that I met you.
Yes.
I was just minding my own business in Ross.
I'm like, excuse me.
And this beautiful
me.
Sister
excuse
came behind me,
ma'am.
And I'm like, what's wrong?
Yes. She looked at me like
I'm
that,
like,
too.
Is she going to ask me for some coins or something?
We was in Ross.
You know, you hold being Kroger. Let me talk about, you got $10, $5. I'd be like, here, girl, now I done seen you 3 days in a row now. That's $15.
Al West said, tell Shorty I'm single.
Oh, wow.
Well, you might be a little too late there, buddy.
That's never happened on this show, but yeah.
Alice said, tell Shorty I'm single.
Marvin, we love you guys so much.
All right, listen, y'all.
And it is our time. Our time has come to an end. Yes. We hate that.
Yes.
It seemed like 15 minutes instead of an hour. But
a quick shout out to these boys down here at Sacred Stone Studios.
Sacred Stone Studios.
Phenomenal man.
Marcus, we love
them
so much.
Look them up,
all right, y'all. So,
listen, y'all.
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
We thank you, God. We honor you today,
thank
God.
You,
we
Lord.
Bless your name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for
us.
Just being who you are in our lives, God. You're mighty, God, through the pulling down of strongholds, Lord. God. So we asking you right now, God. We come against every stronghold, God, that designed to keep unforgiveness in our hearts, God.
In the name of Jesus.
So God, we are loosing those shackles, God, that are holding
free
us bound,
Lord.
God.
Amen.
And holding us in prison to our thoughts, God.
Thank you,
so we bind that right now
right
in the name
now,
of
the
Jesus,
name
God, because we know, God,
yes,
that whatever you bind here on earth, God, you
yes.
are binded in the heaven,
in
God.
The name
so
of
we
Jesus.
Thanking you right now, God. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling
you,
and
brother.
To present us faultless in the presence of your glory.
Oh,
in
Pastor
Jesus'
Jay.
Name we
in
pray.
Jesus
amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. Listen,
woo,
until
it.
Next Tuesday, don't forget to come back and see us. Tune
yes.
in next Tuesday
for another great
shift. Real Talk Tuesday.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Too Real.
Hey.
Peace.
For watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.